This is HPR episode 2089 entitled, Solving a Blinkstick Python Problem. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 20 minutes long. The summary is, how I solved a problem I found when trying to control my new Blinkstick Nano with Python.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and this is my 13th HPR podcast. Today's programme is going to be about a problem I encountered while trying to install a Blinkstick and using it in Python. But before I get onto that, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making all this possible. It's really a great service and really easy to use. Just pick up the microphone, hit the record button, record something, and send in the show. It's really been streamlined, the process. It's you just go to the upload page, and it's really a delight. The hardest problem is getting around to writing the show notes, but even then it's no big deal. If everyone contributed, we'd have loads of shows, so why don't you give it a go? You might find you actually enjoy it. So this came about because I was listening to an HPR podcast by our Mr. Ken Fallon speaking to Dave Morris, and he was recounting that he'd purchased a Blinkstick. And in fact, when he started speaking about the Blinkstick, I wasn't even sure what the heck it was. And I think it was actually Dave Morris had done an HPR podcast further back in great detail, as of course Dave always does. I've had a wee look back at his notes, and they were just fantastic. The detail that Dave goes to is just phenomenal. I'm afraid there's no way I can match that level of detail. I don't have the time and resources to do that. So I must apologise for that, but and listening to Dave and Ken talking, it's just a real joy, a real delight to listen to them natter. They've got a real natural rapport, so to speak. But anyway, a Blinkstick is, and I'm no expert, but before I start speaking, but a Blinkstick is a it seems to be a wee board that you can plug into a USB port, I should say, on a PC, and it's got some sort of RGB LED, which you can control, and it can be turned red, green, blue, or you can mix the colours and whatnot. And when I kind of described what it was, and I thought that's just the sort of thing I'm looking for a project I already have on the go, which I plan to talk about at some point, but I haven't got around to. So as I said, I'm not a professional programmer, and some of the ideas and things I've just picked up by reading stuff off the internet to solve this problem, and some of the concepts and stuff I don't necessarily fully understand or may have gotten wrong, so I'll just start by saying that before I go any further, and maybe your mileage will vary. So I got the Blink Stick arrived in the post, and I got the Blink Stick Nano, which is really tiny. Previously, I would have, when I had a bit more time in my hand, I would have bought the standard Blink Stick and attached the components. It would have been a nice wee fun soldering exercise, but I don't have so much time these days, so I plumbed for the sort of pre-built Blink Stick Nano. Plus, it's a bit smaller and a bit tidier, and there's not enough a lot of room around the project that I'm using it with, so I wanted something small and compact. Hence why I went for the Blink Stick Nano. There's a whole series of Blink Stick devices, some in the shape of a ring, some in a square, some in a stick shape with multiple LEDs. There's a whole host of them. And of course, they're running Windows, Mac, Linux, Raspberry Pi, and all these sort of things. And it can be controlled from the command line, when you want to install the software, or via Python. My plan was to use it in Python, but might also use it in some Bash scripts as well. I've got some ideas for that too. But I followed the standard set of instructions for installing the Blink Stick software, and it goes something like this. You do sudo space apt dash get space install space dash y space python dash pip and space python 2.7 dash dev. The Python 2.7, well, let's start, the Python pip, I believe it's a package management system which was introduced, if I remember rightly looking at the notes, it was introduced in 3.2 or 3.4 version of Python, but it can be shoehorned into other versions. But anyway, that, and of course the Python 2.7 dash dev, I wasn't sure whether I needed that because I've already got Python on my machine now. I was installing it on a Raspberry Pi. I haven't mentioned that. And but I thought, well, if it's already installed, it won't make any difference. It'll just say, well, it's installed already. Don't need it, you know. So I ran that, and I think it maybe installed 40 or 50 megabytes of stuff, so I don't know what was all going in there. Didn't really check. I was just eager to get the thing going, as you do, you know. It was a bit of a rush. So then after doing that, I did sudo space pip space install space blink stick. So that invokes the Python package manager, which you've just previously installed, and installs the package blink stick. Now, I think it essentially installs the module blink stick, plus a command line tool which allows you to use it with bash scripts and such like. So after doing that, I dropped a terminal and I did sudo space blink stick space dash info, and when you run that, it looks to see if there's any blink sticks attached to your hardware and reports them, and in this case it did. So, oh, that's great, the software's working, that's fantastic, just what I'm looking for. Of course, to use that, you've got to use a sudo command. Now, the final command I did was I used, now I've actually written here blink stick, but it must have been sudo. So it's sudo space blink stick space dash dash add dash udev dash rule. And what that does is it adds a udev rule so that you don't need to issue sudo anymore. So that's quite handy. And I ran that, and then sure enough, I found that I could just do blink stick dash info, for example, and it just worked, or other commands as such. So that all seemed to work fine. Now, that's great. I have a Python script which I run on this project, which I'm not going to describe to you because, as I say, I'm going to talk about it at another time. And I don't know, there's a few hundred lines of Python code, whatever, I can't remember. And to use the BlinkStick in Python, you just import the BlinkStick module, and you use the command from BlinkStick import BlinkStick or something like that. It's a standard way of doing things. Anyway, when I did that, I found that tried to run the Python script, it came back with a complaint that it couldn't find the module BlinkStick, and I couldn't quite understand that. I was a bit curious, so I quit out the script and went into the Python interpreter, which you can run just by typing the word Python at the command line, and then I entered help space modules, and it lists a whole pile of modules, and one of the modules was BlinkStick, so I thought, oh, that's there. So that confused me a little bit. And then I ran help space module space BlinkStick, I think it was, or something like that. The help system tells you I don't use the help system very often, as you can tell what I'm saying here, even though I've written a couple of hundred lines of Python script. I haven't really looked at it for a while and I'm a bit rusty now. But it's something like help space module space BlinkStick, and it gives you a bit like a man page that tells you a bit about that module. And it said that the module was located in /user/local/lib/python 2.7 and something else after that. And I had a check, and sure enough, when I went to that directory, the module appeared to be there. So that, again, I was even more confused. Well, why is it not working? That doesn't make sense. And I hunted it around on the internet and did one or two wee checks and trials and something. I didn't get anywhere. I dropped out of the help and tried, because you can enter commands from the Python interpreter, so rather than a script. So I tried importing the module BlinkStick at the Python interpreter. So I just typed import from BlinkStick, import BlinkStick or something like that, I can't remember. But basically when I did that, there was no error. And that surprised me. And I tried to issue a few commands, to find out information to query if there's any BlinkStick sound, and that responded fine as well. So I thought, how can it be working okay on the interpreter, but it isn't working okay with my script? That's confusing. So how's that? Then I thought, well, maybe it's working with the wrong version of Python. Maybe I can force it to work with a different version of Python. So I had a look at the first line of my script, and then, of course, I then realised it said just like standard script, it starts with a hash and then a exclamation mark /bin/python3. And I thought, I installed the BlinkStick to Python 2.7. So that was what was causing the problems. So I've been doing a bit of reading, and I found that if you refer to Python 3, then it's all variants. Well, it's up to the latest version you're using. So I actually have the latest version I've got on my Raspberry Pi is 3.2. So although it says /bin/python3, it would really be invoking Python 3.2. So I changed that from, at least that's my understanding. So I changed that to /bin/python2. I thought, that's great, that'll run Python 2.7. And I ran that, and of course I got a whole pile of errors. And I'd kind of forgotten that a good while ago I changed from 2.7 to 3 or whatever, and reformatted the script so that because there were some differences and incompatibilities, so that it would work. And I thought, I'm not going to go down the route of doing that again. I really want to stay with 3.2. So I thought, well, I've got to really install pip and BlinkStick for Python 3.2. So I think what happens is that there's a default system wide. Often your Linux distribution is using Python, and there's a system wide default Python. And in this case, my system default is 2.7. And so some of the tools your Linux distribution, Raspberry Pi distribution, may be using Python for various things, and so you don't really want to be messing about and changing your version of your default version. So that's why you can have multiple versions on your system. As I say, I'm all a wee bit sketchy about all of this, but anyway, the solution would be to install pip and Blinkstick for version 3.2. So to get that working, what I did was issued the following commands, and I used the tab completion feature to great effect to see what kind of packages were actually available. So I did sudo space app-get, that's quite straightforward, space install dash y space Python 3. And when I got to Python 3, I then hit the tab key, and I think it said something like, do you want to see the couple hundred things for that? And found that there was a Python 3-pip. So what that means is that we'll install Python 3 for all variants, or for the latest variant of Python which you have in your system, and in my case that's Python 3.2. So again, it's sudo apt-get install dash y Python 3-pip. So that installs pip for Python 3.2. So next I used the tab completion again to find out what packages were available, and did sudo space pip and hit the tab key, and found there was a whole pile of pips. There's pip on its own, which just installs it to the standard default Python you've got running on your system. And in my case, I think I had a Python 2.7, Python 3.2, and I think I had other ones. Did I have 2.6? I can't remember. I had a few actually. So of course I chose 3.2. So sudo space pip 3.2 space install space Blinkstick. So that's using the Python package manager pip to install Blinkstick, and it's a package manager for Python 3.2. So once that was done, I ran blinkstick-info, and up came the information about the attached Blinkstick. And of course, you've already applied the UDEV rule because I had installed it for the 2.7, so I didn't need to repeat that command. And then that was it. So I think kind of understanding how modules and different versions of Python work is all a wee bit of a black art. And as I said before, I'm not a professional programmer, and I find that topics like object orientation, certain things like that, a bit of a black art really, and some of the concepts can be a bit difficult to get your head around. I understand this pip package management thing for Python was brought in to try and simplify adding modules to your Python. As yet, I haven't added many extra modules. The set of modules that come with Python is really extensive, and I haven't actually needed to install many modules. I think when I first started looking at Python, you just did it manually, and you just moved the modules into the right location. And that was the other thing. I had a wee look. If you issue this, if you import a module called sys, so it's import space sys, either in a script or at the command interpreter, and then after that type sys.path, that will display all the paths that Python will look through for its system files, modules and such like. I think I did that early on as well to see if the path to the modules were included, and of course they were, which confused me as well. But yeah, I find Python a fantastic language to work with when I get a chance. I say these days my time's a bit limited, so don't get much of a chance these days. But hopefully this will solve a problem. If you come across it, the same problem, it'll solve it for you, save you a bit of time. And if not, maybe it'll just be a wee bit of interest, a wee bit of background about how Python organises things and whatnot. If I've left anything out or got anything wrong, feel free to let me know. You can maybe add it in as comments or whatever. I'm not at all confident in what I'm saying here, but hopefully I've got it right. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, this episode, and I think that's about it. So if you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr@googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.